Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols back with you for another edition of Community Roundup, and just thrilled to have with us today Marie Stevenson, a math teacher at Rancho Mirage High School and one of the 2024 Riverside County Teachers of the Year. Marie, welcome.
Thank you, Gene.
And first off, congratulations as well.
Thank you so much for that.
So what are some of the things that you do in the classroom that you think may have led to your selection as a Teacher of the Year?
One of the things that I really strive to do each day and in my design in my classroom is make the students the focus of my decisions. And I know that may seem obvious to some, but oftentimes as educators, we try to make decisions and it may not always be student driven. And that's not intentional. It's just something that kind of happens. I really work on making a climate in my classroom where mistakes are not a big deal and that's actually expected because it's part of learning. Oftentimes, we learn more from our mistakes than we do from our successes. And so mathematics is at its core about right or wrong, or so often we are told. But there's actually a lot of creativity that goes into mathematics that I've come to realize more through my teaching, but also as I work through my graduate work currently. And so I really try to foster that environment with my students when they walk in through my door. I use their questions, and I'm constantly questioning them to think and take risks and ponder and wonder through the concepts, because mathematics is really about patterns, and if they can discover those patterns and see those connections, then they're more empowered and they're more likely to understand what they're trying to learn.
And as a result of you teaching for 16 plus years, teaching mathematics from eighth grade through high school, you have come to realize, of course, that some kids maybe don't make those connections as easily as others. Myself, I struggled with math my entire life. What do you do with students in your classrooms who, for whatever reason, are struggling to get the concepts that other students are grasping easily?
Well, oftentimes it's through a series of questions. So I don't come at a student and just say, well, why don't you understand that? Oftentimes, if they call me over for a question, my question back is where are you stuck? What are you not sure of? And the typical response is, well, I don't get it. I don't know what to do. And so I take a step back mentally, but then physically I'm with them and I ask them probing questions. Such as, well, what is it this part of the question that you're stuck on? Because I know there's something you do know. Your brain has a lot of information, but for some reason, it's just not giving you what you need at this point. And so as I work through them, I try to break down those barriers of like lack of confidence that they have and fear, because there's a lot of fear that goes with mathematics that people have to this very day, adults and children of all walks of life. And so I talk to them and I work through those and help show them in a calm manner, in a respectful manner, and I don't demean them at any means, because I too have had my own points where I struggled with mathematics and I felt like there was something wrong with me. And what I come to realize is mathematics is about understanding the connections, and it's not one big idea and they're not disjointed, but there's actually many layers to it and there's a lot of different approaches. So I try to take what the students give me and how they respond and use that to encourage them and lead them to a path to answer the question they have. I don't usually like to just tell them what to do because that defeats the purpose. I'm only setting them up for more frustration later. I want to empower them with skills and habits to help them help themselves in future burdens and so forth.
We are speaking with Marie Stevenson, a 16-year veteran of teaching mathematics, currently teaching math at Rancho Mirage High School and a 2024 Riverside County Teacher of the Year. Yourself, when you were young, long before you were a teacher, Marie, were you good at math or did you have some anxieties too when you were a student?
So I often refer to myself in three different ways to my students. There's high school Stevenson, there's college Stevenson, and then there's like teacher Stevenson. And I myself, mathematics was something that I always was just drawn to, but I wouldn't consider myself some brilliant or gifted person. I could replicate what my teacher taught me. I could do what they did, but I didn't necessarily understand what I was doing. And that was the huge struggle. So when I got into college, I had some classes I did struggle with because I couldn't understand why I was doing what I was doing. All I could do was mimic my teacher. And oftentimes, that seems to be how mathematics is typically taught. And I'm working, as well as some of my peers, we're working to try to change some of that. And I'm sure that that's my experience with mathematics education. Gene, it could be your experience, maybe a lot of our listeners' experience. And so as that student, I can recall those sorts of barriers and those frustrations I had. So when I work with my students, And as Teacher Stevenson, I've evolved and only deepened my understanding because I've had to explain it. But I've also learned a lot from my students in their misconceptions or their misunderstandings. And so from there, I've actually gotten better at my level of knowledge. But by no means do I know everything. I'm always seeking to learn more. And so I do draw from my own personal experiences and use that as motivation and maybe some encouragement for my own students who feel that they just can't get it, which in fact, I do believe they can. It just is going to take a different path for them.
Has teaching math changed at all since you started as a teacher, Marie?
In some ways, yes. I would say when I started in about 2007, the main focus was from No Child Left Behind, the STAR test. And so we were very driven, very skills driven. Can a student perform this skill, that skill, and so forth? But with the shift in the focus of now trying to do more metrics and engaging how students are learning, we're trying to get kids to think. Now, mathematics at its core is still very rudimentary in most cases. You still have to understand your basic order of operations and basic solving techniques, absolutely. But ultimately, what we're trying to do is to get our kids to think and problem solve, because that's the skill they need for the future. Like, yes, we're going to teach them quadratic formula, or we're going to teach them how to analyze functions, but really, ultimately, what we're doing is we're trying to get them to think, to use the skills and the knowledge they have and access to facts, and how can you then apply it to problem situations. So I would say that has shifted. And when I recognized the skills focus, when I first started a few years in, I started to change a little bit more of my questioning strategies and how I structure my classroom. And so over the last few years, if not 10 years-ish, myself and some peers, we've really focused on trying to get kids to think. And that's hard to do, because the culture around mathematics is it's right and wrong. What do you mean there's more than one way? There should only be one way. And that's simply not true.
Have you ever had an interest in teaching something other than math?
I've really been drawn to like programming and computer science. And I tell a lot of my seniors, especially, I said, when you go into college, take a class and it's really interesting, always see if you can double major or maybe get a minor in. Computer programming in general has very logical steps, which is similar to mathematics. And it's something that's generally interesting. But I don't have a credential in that. I don't have any supplemental. Maybe that's in the future. But right now I have my graduate work I'm working on and trying to just perfect my craft and keep doing better with that.
And when you complete that graduate work, what will that entitle you to in terms of opportunities going forward?
So I would end up with my master's degree in mathematics, and it would open the ability for me to teach at a community college level, but it would also allow for dual enrollment for current high school students. So they could take a mathematics class at my particular site, Ranch Mirage, for example, but they would earn not only graduation credit, but they could also earn college credit. So that's a huge benefit for our population of students who oftentimes go to College of the Desert, and that would be a great way for them to kind of get an introduction in a way into college, because mathematics tends to be one of those classes that can be kind of a barrier or a struggle for students at the college level in terms of completing their college education.
Our final couple questions for our guest, Marie Stevenson, who is a 16-year veteran of teaching math and currently a math teacher at Rancho Mirage High School and a 2024 Riverside County Teacher of the Year. The pandemic is behind us. Was there any change in the way you had to teach when you're talking to kids via Zoom instead of in person during those crazy lockdown days and everything was shut down and everyone's attention was scattered everywhere, Marie?
Absolutely. My class is very student-driven in the sense that I work with what they give me, their feedback and their questions and their responses as I'm guiding them through the topic that I'm trying to get them to eventually discover. So I had to take all of that and essentially repackage it into a Zoom lesson where I looked at one monitor where it was full of just black boxes with names on them. Okay, because all the monitors, all those video cameras were off. And then I was just talking into a camera, trying to guide whoever was on the other end, potentially, through the lesson. So that's ultimately what led to my YouTube channel, because I had to take my content and I essentially flipped my class. I had my students trying to do some independent video watching and taking notes on that. So then when we would meet together via our Zoom, we would practice. And because that's how I envisioned our time together, is I wanted us to have that best as possible human element of working together. But that was incredibly difficult for myself and many educators, because as educators, we thrive and we work with the human side of our students to try to help them become better people and as well as learning the content. And so it was definitely a challenge. It was very difficult. difficult for sure.
Final question for you. On a macro level, have students changed in the years that you've been teaching? I know you've taught thousands of students by now, but has the approach that students take now, has that kind of evolved differently than, say, 10 years ago?
I would say so, yes. And that's because of what resources and technological tools are available for students now. If I give them an assignment or I give them a task that literally they could just use their phone or go to a website and it does it all for them, then it defeats the purpose of what I'm asking them to do. So you have to rethink, how are you going to help them learn and understand the concept you're trying to teach them when they have access to instant information? Because that did not exist in my education and probably any of our listeners' education. That just simply wasn't the case. We had to go through that productive struggle and try to figure things out without any resource other than going to somebody who could tutor us personally, right? So we have students now that have unlimited access to information. So we have to readdress and rethink how we're trying to get our students to learn. And when it comes to mathematics, it's about thinking and problem solving. So what I try to do a lot in my class is not ask questions that can be easily answered in that way of, oh, let me just look it up here, put it in the calculator there. It's more about, what does the concept mean? How can we apply it in this situation? And getting my students to go beyond just the facts itself, but how can you be adaptable and flexible in how you apply a concept? Because as I said earlier, mathematics is very creative, actually, and has a lot of variety of approaches. And that's something that I really try to empower with my kids every day. So that's what I would say is probably like a really big difference in the teaching, is you have to understand they have immediate access to any like DOK level one or just entry level questions of, you know, what's 4 times 5 or what's the answer to this equation? They can easily look that up online within seconds.
So for lack of a better phrase, Marie, can we safely say the education landscape has definitely shifted in the last decade or two or three?
Yeah, it's definitely shifted. And I think the more that people can understand that, I think the better approach and kind of mindset they have when they hear about what's happening within education, because education has shifted and it has to because of the new demands and just what's available now. It's a very different world that our students are living in, and we have to understand that and embrace it and not push back against it.
My guest has been Marie Stevenson, 16-year veteran of teaching math and currently a math teacher at Rancho Mirage High School, currently pursuing her own master's degree in math, and a 2024 Riverside County Teacher of the Year. Marie, in hearing what you've been discussing with me over the last several minutes, it's no surprise to me or to any of our listeners that you are a 2024 Riverside County Teacher of the Year. Continued success, and from a grateful community, and I know very grateful parents throughout the districts that you've taught in. Congratulations, a job well done. We appreciate your efforts.
Thank you so much, Gene.
Great to have you with us. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.